What's poppin', internet? Welcome back to another episode of the Synced Up Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Timothy Durow, and joining me this week, once again, is your boy, Michael Clare. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fantastic.
How you doing on this fine Monday? We're a day late, by the way.
We are a day late, but that's okay. Better late than never.
Yeah, I think I agree.
That's what the streets be saying.
We took a little bit of a break last week because I can't remember why.
Chance was in town.
Oh yeah, we went to a concert that we're gonna talk about. There was a good amount of stuff.
Yeah, it's a busy week.
So we took a break off last week, and then we're out late this week because we had a vacation, and that kind of leaked over. We wanted a little rest day. Now vacation is over, and we back on the grind. You know how back it goes. On
that. Yes sir.
You know how it goes. Let me fix that. Okay. Today we're gonna talk about the Oscar winners that we didn't get to talk about last week. We're gonna talk about the Among Us show. We're gonna talk about Margot Robbie. What is she doing? Uh-huh. You're going to find out. We're going to talk about A24. We're going to talk about GDC. We're going to talk about the PlayStation. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. We're also going to do the inaugural Tim Tries It segment where I try some shit from the audience. We're going to rank shapes. You know, all the good stuff.
Do we need a new document for Tim Ranks?
No. I created a...
Because how are you going to rank it?
Like this, brother.
Right here. You already put those things
I'm
in there?
I'm prepared, dog.
Wow.
I'm prepared. Look at that. Oh, what is it?
Exactly. Homie is on top of the game.
I am, son.
I'll be honest. I completely did not think you would have been prepared at all for that.
Nah, bruh. I come today, fam.
All right.
Jeez. Don't mess with me. Stop playing with me.
Let's get started. Let's get it going.
All right, let's get into it.
We got a lot of ground to cover.
We do got a lot of ground to cover. So let's just get it started with the Oscar winners, of course. I'm kind of just going to go over some of these randomly, just whatever feels like, you know.
Just the winners?
Yeah, just whatever I feel
just,
like.
Just at the winners.
Doing, yeah, because it's not necessarily super important, but yeah. Actor in the leading role, Cillian Murphy. Oppenheimer takes the dub. Robert Downey Jr. takes home a dub, but supporting role.
Deserved.
Oppenheimer. Actress in a leading role, Emma Stone in Poor Things, a movie that I watched. I will talk about later. Quite good.
The streets are saying that Lily Gladstone was snubbed, though.
Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon. Haven't watched that movie yet, so can't speak on it. Actress in a supporting role, Davine Joy Randolph from The Holdovers. Well-deserved. Great film. The Boy and the Heron takes home the animated feature film. Was Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse snubbed? You know.
I think so, but I saw people being like, Miyazaki always wins this stuff.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
I don't know. I feel like he does.
The last Oscar he won was Spirited Away.
Damn, I guess that's pretty valid.
Like, I'm not... Let me fact check myself.
It's
you can keep going.
Make-believe rage.
Yeah.
Cinematography, Oppenheimer. Costume design, Poor Things. Directing, Oppenheimer. Documentaries. Editing, Oppenheimer. The Zone of Interest for International Film, a movie that I will be watching soon and talking about it. Makeup and hairstyling, Poor Things, deserved. Music, Oppenheimer. Original song, Billie Eilish and Barbie. Best picture, Oppenheimer. Production design, Poor Things. Sound, The Zone of Interest. That's an international film that I will be watching. Visual effects, Godzilla. Shout out to Spencer. I know he's excited about that. Writing, American Fiction. Another movie I'll be watching pretty soon. Fun fact. Writing, original screenplay, Anatomy of a Fall. Another movie that I'll also be watching quite soon. And that's the Oscar winners. Nothing crazy. Good films out this time of year.
I was just double checking.
Go ahead.
He won for Spirited Away.
Yep.
He was nominated for Howls.
Mm-hmm.
He was nominated for The Wind Rises.
Mm-hmm.
And then he won for The Boy and the Heron. So he's honestly been nominated less than I thought, too.
Okay. That's not that crazy. I still think it was a snub. I don't think The Boy in the Heron was.
I think so too. I think it wasn't the one to give him. Like
me personally, yeah.
There's way more movies he probably should have won that for, and Spider-Verse definitely should have won it.
1,000%. Staying in the vein of cinematography, film, that stuff, Among Us announced the cast.
Bro, you got it in the background. Like, how much did you pay Noah to pull that up in the
pull
back?
Pull what up?
Behind you.
I did not.
Uh-huh.
Noah did that of his own volition. He's just playing
that
Among Us,
bro.
No, dude, swear to God.
That's funny.
Crazy. That's crazy. Just gonna do a little screen share here. Hold on, let me make sure there's Okay, I just want to make sure there wasn't like weird porn in the
room. I was about to say, screen sharing on Twitter is kind of crazy. It's scary, bro.
So, yeah, Ashley Johnson is purple. I like Ashley Johnson. I don't know what this means. Elijah Wood as green.
I like Elijah Wood.
Randall Park as red.
Sure.
I like Randall Park. And Yvette Nicole Brown as orange. And she's fine.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, it. I don't know. I'm sure it's gonna be good, right? Like,
Are you sure it's gonna be good? Is
that's
that really
a good cast? That's a good cast.
Yeah, but is the statement "I'm sure the Among Us film's gonna be good" really something?
No, it's gonna be good.
Feel confident saying,
dude. Listen, bro. After the FNAF movie, I believe in anything.
Was the FNAF movie good, or did we just enjoy it?
Okay, I'm gonna enjoy the Among Us movie. Let me rephrase.
Okay.
I'll enjoy that.
Yeah. What about this film, The Sims movie made by Margot Robbie?
All right, how you feel I'm about that? I'm out on this one.
Is this the same vein?
Listen, I know people went into Barbie and was like, how do you make Barbie a movie?
They did it.
I think it's pretty easy to make Barbie a movie. I feel like that's not that hard. Sims?
Come on.
You just how?
You just do the same movie.
Do the exact same thing.
Yes, but it's
I don't want to hear Sims. Like 15 minutes of like
Simlish. Oh, yeah, gobbledygook.
Norshlet, Gorbindinron. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I do not want to hear that.
Neither do I. Because they have to.
Know. What if you know the like... classic? You remember the meme for Chris Pratt where he was going to do that? It's a me. Sorry, it's me, Mario. Like, you know that meme?
Yeah.
It's like the same thing for The Sims where they'll speak Simlish for 5 seconds and then be like, sorry, I don't know what that was.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're actually probably 100% right.
But no, my expectations are on the floor.
Yeah, so are mine. That's a weird fucking thing. I like Margot Robbie, though.
I do, you too. Know. I'm a Margot fan.
So am I. In other cinema news, A24 is partnering with IMAX to bring some A24 films to IMAX. I don't remember which ones. IMAX thing. Let me look this up. IMAX Cross A24 announced an all-new monthly screening series showcasing A24 classics and never before seen in IMAX. So on March 27th, that's in tomorrow, if you're hearing this, Ex Machina. That is a good fucking movie. It's coming on March 27th. Hereditary is coming on April 24th. And then Uncut Gems on May 22nd.
I'll be honest. I didn't know Ex Machina was A24.
You didn't know that, bro? Come on.
No, now. It seemed like too old for like...
Hell no. A24. It's one of their breakouts. It's one of their OG breakouts. Yeah.
So were these movies shot in IMAX and just never
released? I'm not sure.
Or is it like an up-res kind of thing? I don't know how that works.
I'm not sure, actually.
I wouldn't be shocked if they were shot for that and then released differently.
Screenings partnered the past several years. I'm reading this thing. No, it just doesn't. It doesn't really say.
I don't know.
I don't think they were because Uncut Gems was made to be an OG, right?
Can you up-res?
Up-res?
Is that the correct terminology? A normal movie to IMAX? The streets are asking. Can a normal movie theater play an IMAX movie? That's not what I'm asking.
I don't know. Because Uncut Gems was straight to streaming. So.
Yeah. So I could be like, I could see them like filming it and then being like they had shot it in IMAX and then just also, because you shoot it in both, right? When you do IMAX.
No, I don't think so. You just cut the edges off to fit it in a regular. Either film in IMAX or you don't. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Are you sure it gets clipped?
Yeah, I know for certain that it gets clipped. That's why IMAX is that's like how you could see Howard the Duck in Endgame in IMAX, but not in regular because it gets clipped off the edge.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Weird but stuff. Is that clipped down?
Yeah.
Or is it a different reel, a different film reel?
It's definitely clipped down.
Okay. I'll take your word.
Anyway.
I'll take your word for it.
Are you going to go watch any of these?
In theaters, no.
Yeah, I don't think I will either.
Like, I've seen them. It's not like...
If I lived next to a theater, I would. If a theater was like 5 minutes away, I would go to it a lot more often.
Yeah, because it's like 20 minutes for us.
For IMAX, yeah. And even the regular ones on the other side of town. Like, if the regular one was, like, legit less than 5 minutes away, I would probably go to the movies a couple times a month.
Yeah, if it was a nice little stroll, I'd
it's
be
a jaunt. Yeah,
it is a commitment.
It's not quite just a stroll. Let's switch gears here, though. Let's go over to video games. We're gonna talk about some video games now. GDC happened. GDC happened this past couple of weeks. I don't know the exact dates, but it happened. There was some stuff, some things going on, some happenings. Oh shit! I bumped the mic hefty.
Oh no.
I'm still green. All right.
You're Gucci.
Ooh, just had to check. You know, GDC happened, and so there's been some stuff as a result of that. During GDC, June 7th was announced as the Summer Games Fest date.
Wow.
Good Lord, I need a water.
Bro is dying. Do you not prepare sip?
I should have prepared some sip. I made a critical error.
Damn, go get some sip, bro.
June 7th makes the most sense for that. I mean, it's like right around what we think it's going to be anyway. Unfortunately, we won't be able to live stream that because we'll be in Nolens playing Pokemon, but, you know.
We're going at the beginning of June?
Yeah. You didn't realize that? It's June 7th, 8th, and 9th, bro.
I'll be honest, in my head, I was like, end of June.
Yeah, no.
Because that's when it was last time, I think.
Yeah, no, it was. It was the beginning, the very beginning of July. End of June to beginning of July. Anyway, the Summer Games Fest date was announced as June 7th. PS5 Pro was like leaked-ish kind of thing going on. Seems to be more teraflops, but you won't be playing GTA 6 at 60 FPS. So, like, you know, what's the point of it? I don't think I really need it.
I don't know. I'm not touching that thing.
If you don't got a PS5 already, I guess it makes sense to cop one of those. But if you already got a PS5.
What's the leaked price? Is there a leaked price?
No. Okay. Just specs. And it's just more teraflops, you know? It's a little more floppage.
I'll be skipping.
You don't want more flops? You don't want to flop a couple times? Get a couple more flops in there? About 20 more? 20-something more? 20-something more flops?
Nah, I'm good.
Flops of the Terra variety? More belly flops? You know? That kind? You don't want any of those aren't...
No, ones? I think I'm good.
Okay. I was just checking.
I'm good.
I was just touching base.
What does a teraflop even do, Tim?
Bro, honestly, I don't know. Let's Google that shit. Teraflop. What is a teraflop? What to know about a GPU's...
John Martindale.
Martindale, yep. So you're in the market for a new graphics card, but you're still trying to figure out which option is right for you. On top of comparing specs, you've probably encountered the words teraflop rating, but maybe you're not quite sure what it means. A teraflop rating measures your GPU's performance, and it's often crucial when it comes to sifting through the graphics cards. There's a lot you should know about teraflop measurements and ratings.
Okay, what's a teraflop? Thank you.
Unlike gigahertz, GHZ, which measures processor's clock speed, teraflops is a direct mathematical measurement of a computer's performance. Specifically, a teraflop refers to the processor's capability to calculate 1 trillion floating point operations per second. What you know about that, Mike? Saying something has 6 teraflops, for example, means that its processor setup can handle 6 trillion floating point calculations every second. Microsoft rates its Xbox Series X at 12. I guess that makes sense.
That's kind of crazy, bro. How many teraflops can you do in your head?
About one of them, like a couple. Okay. I think I'm going to hit about 3.6.
That's valid.
Me personally. The PS5 Pro is looking at 30-something teraflops.
Damn, bro. That's a lot of...
For all you fucking nerds out there.
Floating calculations.
Losers. Losers doing math. No?
You're the nerd. Relax. Okay.
Am I? What am I nerdy about, bro?
Everything, bro.
Come on, explain. Say it again.
No, let's roll on.
No, say it, bro.
Just keep it pushing. I got a tight schedule tonight.
Oh, you got a tight schedule tonight?
Yeah, I got plans.
It's 7:40 p.m. right now, Mike.
I got plans.
What are you doing? A 10 for 10? A 10 for 10 past 10 p.m.?
It's tacos for dinner tonight. Leftover tacos.
Oh, tacos.
Don't worry about me.
Not even fucking Tuesday, Mike. It's Monday.
Yeah, they're leftover. Or good point.
Leftover from last Tuesday?
No.
Seems a little long to wait to eat some fucking
tacos.
It's
not leftover from last Tuesday.
So then you ate the tacos.
You have had the tacos.
I'd just like to point out to the chat, this man can't prove this allegation. Just pointing that out in chat.
What is this?
Thanks, chat.
Let me eat my tacos in peace.
What you didn't know is I was live streaming the whole time.
Live streaming what?
You. I was live streaming you.
Dude, I didn't come on here to be chastised.
To be heckled?
Yeah, bro.
All right, let's move on then. Anyway, Star Wars Battlefront Collection came out. Something that I was actually really excited about, but it turns out it fucking sucks. Tons of performance issues, loads of bugs, shit's not fixed. A fun fact, they only had like one server available, so like only 190-ish people could play at one time.
Yeah, that's incredibly like, sad.
What did you think was going to happen? That you weren't going to hit capacity?
Who do I yell at here? EA? Dude,
no idea, bro.
It feels like an EA issue.
Yeah, that's some shit. And that sucks too, because I just, you know, if you cop the game and you just want to play couch co-op with your homies, you want to play a little Galactic Conquest, works fine. But playing online is like an abysmal experience.
That's tragic, bro.
At least the game wasn't 70, you know? It was only 40.
This game's it for people, bro.
Yeah, it is.
People love Battlefront.
They do. They personal favorite. Yeah.
Now they hate it, bro. They're never going to play it again.
No, they're not.
Battlefront 3? No.
No. They'll never play it again.
Nope. I agree.
Yeah.
You know what they will play?
What?
Captain America.
They will play Captain America. The new brand new Captain America Cross Black Panther film. Jesus Christ. Game just got
it looks like a film.
Just got showed off. It does look quite fucking good, dude. I'm not going to hold you. Unfortunate we can't get the audio for these people, but yeah. Yeah, this shit looks like real life if you go watch the actual trailer in 4K. Does this game get you excited?
Yeah, I'm rock hard.
Are you?
Yeah. I can't wait. I like Marvel games.
I
said it. Hot take.
All Marvel games?
Name one. That's Spider-Man. Bad.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's Avengers. Bad. Nah, I played the hell out of that game.
This one looks more single player and more like we want. This looks like what we want, you know? A little Insomniac action.
Mm-hmm.
In the same vein, there was an Insomniac multiplayer Spider-Man game trailers that got leaked. Or a canceled one that looked gas, but... this shit looks dope, bro. When I first saw it, I was like, damn, they recast Black Panther. And then I was like, wait, this is the game.
This ain't the movie. No, it does look so good, bro. Like,
I'm into this.
Questionably good.
Yeah, like World War II, Black Panther, Captain America thing.
They did illegal stuff making this game for sure.
Oh, for sure.
But I'm in, bro.
They seem to be at odds with each other. I assume the story's gonna flip back.
Nah, bro, this is the first 2 hours of the game.
You're probably right. Then they start working together.
Yeah, they're going to work together.
We didn't get to see any actual gameplay, so we don't know what it like really looks like, but at least the cinematic and the story got me hooked in.
Over under that the next trailer has Bucky in it.
A good amount. I mean, Bucky's like an important role in this era.
Yeah, like I know something happens to him during World War II.
Yeah, if the gameplay is anywhere close to like any of these cutscenes are showing, then we're in for like a really good time.
Yeah.
I just mean like in the sense, like it showed him stealthing around and taking people out and then shit like that. Captain America being more like guns a-blazing type shit. Like, oof, it looks good. The GDC trailer actually has him there with his mask off. Fun fact.
Which is weird. I don't know why you have two different scenes and two different trailers.
Neither do I, but here we are. You know, it's whatever. But it looks gas, personally. Called 1943.
Rise of Hydra.
Comes out next year, right? 2025? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting, bro.
No, I'm hyped for that.
That looks so good.
I'm here for it.
So am I, to be honest. I'm not going to hold you. Looks great. Looks excelente. And then one more piece of news for you this week. Epic Games announced a 100% rev share for the first 6 months if you go exclusive to the Epic Games Store. Hell yes. We like to see this shit right here.
Good for the devs.
This is competitive as fuck.
Yeah, that's how you... That's how you make people upset.
Yeah.
That's how you cause people to go have boardroom meetings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Epic always be doing that stuff, though.
They do be doing that. That's true. That's true.
They be stirring up the pot.
That's it for the news this week. I'm sure there was more that we missed, but you know. I was on vacation, bro. What you want from me?
More.
Man, fuck you, Mike. But if you want more, we're going to do this next segment. Tim tries it.
What did Tim try this week?
I tried a few of the things.
Past week.
I included a lot of the things that were nominated, but I didn't. This isn't things that I didn't try all these.
I know, but just looking at the pictures is so funny.
It's really funny. So we got quite a bit of recommendations. There's a few more that I haven't included on this list, but like Balatro, the big Carl from Carl's Jr., Bodyguard, the show, BoJack Horseman, Chicory, whatever the fuck. Oh, I can't remember what this dumbass anime was. I don't remember what
that was. I can't even tell what that is, bro.
If I went back in the Discord and checked, I'd be able to see. Fall of the House of Usher, The Godfather, Hasselback Potatoes, Hyperion, Kingdom Hearts 3, Mass Effect.
What is that? Is that an artist?
Oni Incorporated.
Okay. What is that? That looks like doo-doo, bro.
Rhode Island Quahogs. Soma, The Trolls movies, The Ultimate Spider-Man Run, Wonder Song, World of Warcraft. A few things have been added since then. I can't remember exactly what the fuck they were, but whatever. I'll add them in here as that comes. I did try a few things this week. I tried World of Warcraft. I tried Balatro. I tried Hasselback Potatoes. And I tried Mass Effect.
Didn't get the Carl's, the big Carl in or whatever.
I planned to get the big Carl today, but that ended, you know, the stars did not align for me to get the big Carl today.
That's rough.
It was in
the plan. I know that was supposed to be number one, but.
Yeah, it was in the plan, but it, like, I don't know. It just, you know, it didn't happen. So here we are. If you want to recommend some stuff for me to try, again, the bit is if you're in the Discord and you're in there, notoriously, I don't be trying recommendations. I don't be trying shit that people say. So we made this little thing where, you know what, I'm just going to try some stuff. And then I'm going to put it in a tier list and wherever it fucking goes based on what other people say. We're going to see.
Now before we get started,
go ahead.
I was going to establish some rules.
What's your rules? I just said there's no rules.
Is the tier list subjective to the other items in the tier list? Or in a more, like, general sense of items that, related to it. Like, if you were to rank Balatro here.
Yeah.
Is it more, is your rating based off, like, in relation to, like, every other game you played? Or is it in relation to the other items on this list?
I'm going case-by-case basis. Also, at the same time, I couldn't fucking tell you. This is an undescribable, unattainable. Like, what does this mean? Nothing really, but, you know, it's whatever.
There are points, though.
Yes, yes. We're going to apply. We're going to give people points. What are you going to win? I don't know. Kiss on the mouth. But we're going to get points. We're going to do.
I need to start competing.
-1 point, -2 point for C in grabbage tier.
No, I like that. Losing points for having bad wrecks
is good. Yeah. A net neutral of no points, and then +1, +2. Or should I do +1, +2, +3? Or like plus, because B is like, all right, right? So is that +1?
But does B mean it was worth your time?
I would say B things are like almost worth time, like some of the time. Yeah, we'll do that. C is -1, grabbage is -2, B is +1, A is +2, and S is +3.
I feel like S got to be like +5.
No, because I get a little liberal with the S tier sometimes, you know, when we do other rankings. When we do other rankings, you know, I don't know about now, but I'm just saying.
I'm just trying to encourage only good wrecks here.
Yeah, no, 100%. And then that's going to tie to the people. Anything that's food related, Kylie's going to cook, and she's going to get points too, so just so everybody knows.
Yeah, good luck beating Kylie.
Yeah, so I tried Balatro, played it this week.
Yep.
That's A tier. That's A tier right there. Balatro, actually a really good game. I think the problem I have with it is it's just way too fucking hard. There's some math. Like, it does a lot of the math for you, but there's some math that it does not do for you. Like, some important math that it doesn't do for you, and you're sitting there, and you're like, okay, is it more worth it to do this, and I gotta count the chips, and then add the, and you gotta, like, do some stuff, and it gets a little convoluted. So that's why it's not quite S tier. Mm-hmm. That being said, it is really fun. Like, poker, roguelite works really well.
Yeah.
It's excellent. Noah recommended this, so that's gonna be +2 points for Noah.
Good job, Noah.
World of Warcraft, this is recommended by my father. B tier.
Really?
World of Warcraft.
Dad said hop and wow.
He did. He said play World of Warcraft. I played it for 4 hours. I'm putting it in B tier. Will I go back? No. I deleted it. But it's not bad. It honestly, I thought it was
going
to be worse.
Now, did you go to like modern wow? Because there's two wows,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was on modern. Because classic, yeah, I played before.
Oh.
I saw it with the free shit, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So I played World of Warcraft, the new shit. It was fun. It's just really fucking boring. It's really boring.
Well, like, I feel that, like, most MMOs are when you don't have, like, someone else somewhat interested.
Yeah, that being said, I was still, like, I still kept playing. Didn't stop. I listened to some music, some Party Next Door.
Yeah.
Kept it pushing. So that's BTS. That's going to be +1 point for my dad. Mass Effect.
Okay.
That's going to be A tier.
Oh, you faked out a little bit with the S. You teased it going up there.
No, not quite S. Honestly, I consider moving it down to B, which could, you know, after I play Mass Effect 2, I might move this down to B. We'll see. Because Mass Effect 1, while I finally pushed through this time, I decided I was going to play it differently and not spend hours talking to people in the fucking Citadel the first 10 minutes of that game, which is a contradictory statement. But, I'm just going to just going to play it a little differently. I'm going to, like, main path it a little bit and just going to try to role play a little bit. And I just gave it. It's a fair shake. I actually started enjoying it and played it all the way through. I beat it today, actually. I beat it around noon.
Okay.
But that being said, it has a massive fat stack, a huge laundry list of issues. Like a fucking a big amount. There's the facial animations are so bad, old games, old type stuff. There's a lot of like scenes where like, you know, they try to do like camera work, like it's a sci-fi movie, but like the angles and what they're showing make no fucking sense, where they show people pointing or like running and like there's just shit that doesn't make no sense. The combat is it, like, I don't, there's anyone who looks me dead in my face and says the Mass Effect 1 combat is great is just straight fucking lying through their teeth. It's so bad. It like honestly, it's the worst part of the game. It's the worst part of the game. I mean,
the best combat is probably just when you're in the little vehicle, right?
Yeah, you're shooting shit like a tank.
Like, that part's fun.
Yeah, but even that being said, the vehicle gets stuck a lot. I had to reload saves because the vehicle just got stuck somewhere. Even if I try to use my rocket jumpers, nothing. I would just be stuck under something. That shit sucked. And then there was just like a whole bunch of the narrative, while like the overarching narrative, when you look at it, is like, oh, this is kind of a cool concept. Like, some of the stuff that happens in the connective tissue between those things is like just really bad and cuts a whole fuck load of corners where you're like, okay, it doesn't make sense why I'm in here talking to this person. We're jumping to some serious conclusions. Like, we're just skipping eight fucking parts of the plot that should be hit. But that being said, everyone says Mass Effect 2 is 85 million times better than Mass Effect 1. So
are you going into ME2 when you're doing that?
Yeah, I did download it. I don't know when, probably this week sometime, but it was good enough for me to be like, I played it all the way through. I had a good time. And I can acknowledge its massive list of faults. And then that went from there. The UI's bad. There's like a lot of bad stuff. I think it just comes from, it's an old game that was made before a lot of quality of life stuff, before like BioWare really got their feet, you know?
Yeah.
Type shit. And then I tried Hasselback Potatoes. C-tier. Hasselback Potatoes C-tier. This was not fault of the chef. I think Hasselback Potatoes is just not good.
I think it just falls short on, you would always rather have other just a baked potato.
Yeah.
Or just like scallop potatoes.
Yeah.
Or, it's just not high ranking on all the potato forms.
Yeah.
And honestly, I can ask the chef, out of all the potatoes you made, is this the most like work intensive? Yeah. Way too much work to make these potatoes.
For not enough payoff. Yeah. Lucas is the one who recommended Hasselback potatoes. Sorry, Lucas, -1 point.
Now, I will say, if you're somewhere and, like, Hasselback potatoes are on the menu, I think I'd try them again.
Yeah, you might be right.
Because, like, conceptually, they're not bad.
Yeah.
But just watching all the work that went into those was, like, that's too much work for not enough payoff. Because, like, we had twice baked potatoes this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Was that more or less work? Less. That was less work than the Hasselback potatoes. And was, like, 10 times better.
Yeah.
They were so good.
Whew, that was some good potatoes, bro.
I love them potatoes.
Yeah. So that's what I've tried this week. Those four things: Bilancho, Mass Effect, World of Warcraft, Hasselback Potato. I don't know what I'm going to try next week. One of these is that weird ass.
The
like,
Big Carl.
Leave Me Alone anime girls game that I'm honestly not going to play. That shit's hentai, so I'm not doing it.
You got to self regulate a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I might watch Bodyguard. It's only 6 episodes, I've heard, so I might get onto that. Oni Inc. will be an easy one to try because it's just a music artist. Probably just listen to their top 5 songs on Spotify, mm-hmm. or something like that. I don't know what I'll get to. Plus, there's more recommendations that aren't in here. I can't remember what they are, but yeah. So that's it so far.
Shout outs
for Tim Ranks It.
I might have to throw some in there. I gotta earn some points.
Yeah. Now let's get into the things we've been watching and the things that we've been playing. Aside from the
things we've been doing,
So I'm gonna start off with the stuff I've been watching. Talk about the stuff you've been watching. Then we'll talk about the thing we did together, and then we'll talk about the game I've been playing. So starting off with the things we've been watching. For just me solo, I watched Poor Things. Poor Things is actually really good. Emma Stone is in that. It's fucking excellent. Mark Ruffalo. I highly recommend that you watch this movie if you can. I think you'll have a great time. I'm not sure. I watched it on some stuff. I watched it on a thing.
Yeah, you watched it on TikTok. I got you.
Yeah, exactly. Poor Things, yeah, it was really good. It feels like Tim Burton, but live action, but like that sounds bad. I mean, in like a really good way. The world is like really unique and interesting, and it's like kind of like real life, but not really. And it's this interesting twist on the Frankenstein monster's like story. It's really good. The premise is Emma Stone's character jumps off a bridge and kills herself, and then is brought back to life by Willem Dafoe, a scientist, But she has the age of like a toddler, and she's like grows up faster. Like her mental state is like fucked up, so she like is learning things, and it's really good, dude. It's really good. Had my attention the whole time. The story was excellent. It was funny. It was heart wrenching. It was cool to see the world and things. Like, I really liked it. It was a really good time. I watched The Three Body Problem yesterday. The whole bitch. The whole thing.
Like 7 hours?
Eight.
Oh my God. You're
the whole thing.
Disgusting.
Three Body Problem. Anyone who knows me knows my favorite sci-fi book series by Shishin Liu. That shit slaps. I've been trying to get people to read it for so long. They made this, Danny Weiss and Benioff or whatever, the dudes from Game of Thrones, adapted it for Netflix. They've only done one season. They haven't been renewed for a season two yet. I pray that they do, because this shit is gas. It also ends on a massive cliffhanger, because that's just how it goes. But it was good. It was just as good as the book. There was a couple of plot lines they didn't include from the book that I think made a lot of sense to exclude. They took some large liberties with characters and changing like where they're from and who they are, because... You know, unfortunately, for the first book, it's written by Shishin Liu, a Chinese author. You know, they have very stringent rules, the Chinese government, on the things that you can write. So every character in the Chinese book is Chinese. It's very pro-China government. That's not the point of the story, but there's a lot of, like, the Chinese government being the ones that decide that, to do the good thing for humanity, which you can't really have in this. And so they make it a more diverse group of people from all across the globe, you know, like... all kinds of different people, which is a good decision to do, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, sounds good.
It works really good. You don't know anything about the Three Body Problem world. I think you should watch it. I think you would love it. It starts out as like this weird sci-fi mystery. It's fucking excellent. It's really good. We watched the whole thing. Alan A. even sat and watched the whole thing with me. Loved it. It was great. I can't wait for season two if they do one. It's well worth it.
Word.
Yeah, eight episodes. Each episode an hour or 50-something minutes. You know, nothing too bad. And then we watched Invincible. First two episodes of Invincible.
Yeah, we did.
Slap City. Yes, sir.
That show is just so good.
Yes, sir.
It is never let me down.
Yeah, no, it's so good.
I just want more.
So do I.
I just want more. And they're so good at, like, every episode's kind of got a cliffhanger to it. And you're like, oh, please, bro.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to watch the next episode.
No, it's so good. All the characters are so good, bro.
Mm-hmm. The action.
I mean, art, it up, bro. I mean,
music.
It up.
The acting. The plot. So good. Can't say much more about that, I guess, until we finish the show, but it's really good. Really good. And then
I feel like
it's
just you and me, Chance. You, me, and Chance watching that.
And Duggar.
In the Discord.
Well, I guess Duggar's not really in the Discord that much, but yeah.
But I feel like the guys aren't. The lads.
Mm-hmm.
They need to hop on it. If you're not already watching it, please.
Yeah,
bro,
get up
so
on that.
Good.
Get
it's
up
so
on
good.
That. Yes, sir.
All right, what else?
And you watched Quiet on Set?
I did watch Quiet on Set, the Nickelodeon documentary. It's mostly just about child actors and
assault
basically.
Yeah,
and them not being protected enough. Man, there's some crazy stuff in there. I think everybody know at this point just knew or is somewhat aware of like Dan Schneider and like
the creep
a lot
allegations.
A lot of the creepy stuff that happened with him.
The feet stuff.
But this really went into like the backstory, like starting at all that in the Amanda show, and really explaining like how he got to be in such a position of power.
Honestly, might watch the first episode after we finish recording.
It's pretty good. And then, I'm not gonna spoil it because I think that when I watched, I was like, oh wow, there's like a breaking story in it.
Mm-hmm.
That is like crazy.
Yeah.
I think is worth hearing out. Especially people my age. So I feel like it means a lot hearing some of that stuff.
I'll lock in on it for sure. Watch that first step. Most definitely.
Yeah. It's pretty good. So I recommend.
And then you been playing Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah, started I finished the first chapter.
First chapter?
I'll probably boot up some more tonight. Yeah, game's gas.
It's super good.
I don't need to play more.
Mm-hmm.
Lock it in. Game of the year.
Jesus Christ.
Funny. What, bro?
I've been playing the times two of that, Final Fantasy XIV. The MMO. The MMO,
You skipped a few games there.
I skipped about some games. I've been playing the MMO. I played about six-ish hours today.
Did you start over?
Yeah, because I hadn't played since like 10 years ago. My name
really?
Was Boom Jacker, bro.
Boom Jacker. Who is that?
I was like, what? It was like an email is associated with an account, and I went in and it was like Boom Jacker, and I was like, the fuck is this?
Like, see, I thought y'all had played more recently, but maybe I'm
sure. No Sursky. Played like Fantasy Star.
But I guess so. Yeah.
I'm actually having a really good time, actually. I'm enjoying it.
That's cool.
It's MMO as fuck, but I'm still like, you know, I'm out here questing. Do my thing. You get to level up to level 70, play the first two expansions in the free trial. It's nice.
How does Stripe Hayes feel about?
He doesn't have a video on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess he's trying to figure out the worst one, not the best one. So
yeah, people like that a lot, so. He doesn't have a video on like WoW either, so
yeah, that's too big of a monster.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm enjoying it. And then the other thing before we get on to Ringing Shapes in Rio,
whoa,
we went to the Drake concert.
Yes, we did.
That shit was spectacular, bro.
A religious experience, honestly.
Legitimately, yes, I agree. Like I actually feel like a different person. You know,
makes you raise your standards a bit.
Yeah, because okay, Drake dick riding aside, you know, everyone knows we like Drake. They know we're fans of Drake.
And J. Cole.
Brother. And J. Cole. The concert genuinely, like, blew my expectations out of the water. I'm not a huge concert guy. I don't like to stand and get in a mosh pit. I don't like to do anything crazy like that. You know, I'm not too into it. I would prefer to wear earplugs if the shit's really loud so my hearing doesn't go to shit. But the Drake concert actually, you know, it's Drake. You know, he's pompous. He's the best. He's the whatever, you know, and you think maybe he's too good for it. I don't know what I was thinking, but I didn't expect it to be such a production unlike any concert I've ever been to before. Like set pieces and storylines and fun bits, crazy stuff happening with drones and giant heads and massive paper airplanes. There's all kinds of cool shit that was happening. The LED floor, the dancers, the drum line, the band, the choir, the cheerleaders. Like, there was legit so much shit happening, and it was such a long concert too, that it felt like a show, like a circus type thing. Like, you go and experience this whole thing. I really had a good time.
No, I did too. I think it was phenomenal, because I'm used to concerts having big lights, big screens,
mm-hmm.
a couple flamethrowers.
Yeah.
And that's like it. Like maybe one cool thing, like where they get on a wire and start flying around the room or something like that. Like,
yeah.
I've seen that kind of stuff a couple times, but this was like
Drake was nonstop.
Every couple songs cool. There was like a new experience or like bit or like something going on.
Yeah, and I don't know, I felt the love. It felt like he was showing love to the fans. It didn't feel like crazy.
He's a good performer. He's a really good performer.
He can work the crowd. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, 1,000%, bro. 1,000%. There you have it. There you have it.
All right, let's get into the beef of the show.
The reader mail?
No.
Oh.
Shapes.
You're right.
This is what shapes, the people come folks. For.
We're ranking shapes.
Now, let me make sure all the good ones are in here. Triangle, square, circle. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we got the OGs.
There's a lot of weird ones in here, but there's I had to make sure the OGs were here.
The OGs are here, bro. Do we need to delete one of these tiers? I think we delete one of these tiers.
Yeah.
Do that. Bam. Let's start with Arrow.
Yeah, I assume this is any direction.
Sure.
Arrow, A tier.
You think A tier? I'm thinking C, so we'll put a B.
Strictly because of thumbnail usage.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
It's pretty good. So A tier for me. Yeah.
Circle S.
Is circle S?
I think circle's S, bro.
Do you think you've ever drawn a perfect circle in your life?
No, but it's the elusive purple perfect circle is why it's S tier.
I don't know, man.
My ad blocker not working, bro.
He's fucking. No, let me read about that, bro.
It's fat.
Camzios for adults with symptomatic obstructive HCM. I was reading that. Oh, now look what you're doing.
Boom.
Boom. Bada boom. Go all right. On. Right, I'll give you S tier for circle.
Perfect.
Crescent,
B.
That's it. Maybe I think I like shapes too much. I'm looking at all these shapes and there's not one that I'm like, that's a C tier shape.
Yeah, you're right.
But maybe I'll have to let me center myself, get the bias out.
Mm-hmm.
Crescent's B tier.
That's what I was thinking. Cross, B.
Now hold up. A plus sign cross is B. The Jesus piece is A. There's no difference here, though.
Diamond, A.
No, diamond's like C.
You think a diamond is a C?
That diamond right there, that's C, bro.
Okay, we'll put in B because I think A.
Ellipsy? All right, maybe we found a garbage.
You think? Yeah, I was thinking C or garbage for sure.
Ellipses are just. I just call yourself math. An oval, bro.
Yeah, I hated them in math, bro. Like
they just.
We'll go with garbage.
They're just fake circles. Heart?
S.
Okay, hold up. This heart, I like a little more point at the bottom.
So do I.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
If we're judging off the shape in the image, I have to readjust all of mine.
Heart is also versatile because you put it upside down and you get another shape.
Yeah. You get nuts.
Yeah. Big old fat. You get nuts. Or boobs.
What do you think of your S?
You can go S. I like it.
Hexagon, S.
Really?
I don't know why. Intimidating shape.
I do like bees.
True.
The streets know I like bees.
Yeah, they know.
I'm a fan. They be buzzing. I'm cool with S. All right,
cool. The egg feels C, IMO.
Is that an egg or is that a horseshoe?
I think that's egg. It's impossible to tell. People don't realize that you can turn off the crop setting when you create a tier list. That's why my pictures were flawless.
Oh, okay. Sure. Know. Sure, about. Egg, grabbage.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like even as a like real life object, anything yep. egg shape is just not good.
Yeah, I agree.
It'd be rolling everywhere.
Parallelogram, C tier for all the bullshit I had to do in school.
That's true, bro. I hate parallelograms.
Yeah.
Pentagon.
Right there with hexagon, bro.
I don't think it's as good as hexagon. I'll give you A.
All right, we'll take A.
What is this? Pac-Man?
This is pi. B.
Sure.
Actually, fuck that. C.
Sure.
Not as bad as parallelogram.
Rectangles, grabbage. Wow. Wow, this is where we differ, bro.
Hey, dude, huge rectangle fan here.
You're a big rectangle fan?
Number one rectangle fan, yeah.
I don't like rectangles that much.
Yeah, damn. So we got to put in B, right in the middle of B. That's crazy.
I don't think I have an argument for why I don't like rectangles.
They just give me the ick. I don't have an argument for why I like them. Yeah, huh, I love them. Ring, this feels kind of garbage. I don't know.
Ring, I see, bro. Ring yeah. things are great. Name one bad ring thing.
I guess you're right. Ring pop.
That's great.
Ring around the rosy.
Onion ring? Funyun? Come on, ring, bro. Funyun. Come on, bro. You're rings right. are great. Semicircle?
B.
It's not a great one.
It's just half of an S tier. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, no. With that logic, yeah, B. I agree. Square, S tier.
S tier, yeah. You're.
Correct. I'm not going to mess around.
Yeah, no.
I'm a rectangle hitter, square, but I love squares.
Square should be top of this, I think.
They're so buildable.
Yeah, yeah.
They're safe structurally. Mm-hmm. That's why I like hexagons, too. That's why bees like hexagons. They've said this before. They're structurally safe. Yeah.
Star? What do you think about star?
I think A.
Yeah, so do I.
I think it's unique, but it's not like...
Yeah.
Doesn't have enough purpose.
I agree. What the fuck's a trapezium, bro? I think this goes with parallelogram. It looks like some bullshit we would have been doing in Trig.
Yeah, bro. I'm having to find the interior angle of that.
Yeah, I'm
it's
good.
Frustrating me. Now, what is this? Does that say trico? What is that?
A treach?
That's a treach? Club. No, that's a... Yeah, that's a club.
From club B.
I think I hate that shape.
Yeah, it's not great.
I think it's terrible.
Yeah, we'll put it in garbage, actually.
Thank you.
Treach? Treach. Triangle S. Come on.
Yeah, S tier.
You're right.
Now, what is this?
The hat S. The hat is S.
The hat? What is the hat?
You don't know the hat?
Where did that come
from? Okay, no. Bro. Okay. The hat... Okay, bro. I don't know how I could fucking explain this without...
Do like, I just need to Google it?
Like, okay. Here, I'll Google it right here. So, the hat is like the first shape, the Einstein shape. Okay, here we go. It's recent. It's a recent shape.
It's a recent shape?
Okay, yeah. So, basically, they're trying to find shapes that can cover an infinite plane that would never repeat a pattern, right? And so, they could do 12-sided tiles infinitely forever, right?
Uh-huh.
The hat was the first 13-sided shape that they found that could repeat for they could go forever without repeating a pattern. You could put it together forever in different ways without repeating a pattern. This happened last year, bro. Here we go. The hat.
This happened last year, bro. This is cool. I'll give it to you.
What's the thing? What's the The hat is the first ever shape in mathematics to tile the plane endlessly without ever quite repeating the pattern. In tiling the plane, the hat mixes unreflected and reflected tiles in every tiling it emits, leaving open the question of whether a single shape can tile aperiodically using translations and rotations alone. This question is answered with the exciting discovery of the Spectre, an aperiodic monotile that is a chiral, meaning that reflected copies of the tile are not needed to form a tiling, and no tiling with unreflected copies has a repeating pattern. So here's the hat. Here's the Spectre.
Interesting.
That's cool math stuff.
Well, I think I like the hat.
Yeah, hat's S tier.
Throw it in the S tier, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I can't wait to hear what the guys disagree on this one out on.
Bro, the cat is demolishing my light right now. Get out of here, bro.
Nah, bro, I've done streams with that cat.
Impossible.
No, Channel. You put him down, he go right back up.
This makes sense. I think
square. What's the hottest take here? What's the hottest take?
I guess rectangle feels like the hottest take, because I thought it was S and you thought it was gravity.
I guess so. What about oval, babe? Is it too low or too high? You like ovals?
Who the fuck likes ovals? She's biased because she has ovaries, you know what I mean? Which is kind of
similar. He said you're biased because you had ovaries.
Which is similar to ovals.
No, we have balls, which are circles. So,
Which is why circle and heart is S tier.
Yes. No, this makes sense, bro. Yeah. Men.
All for the patriarchy, baby.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Now it's time to end it off with reader mail. Just a couple of small ones here end it off. Fuck you, cat. Get out of here, dude. Spencer writes in, or you can get your questions right on the show by writing into syncedupod@gmail.com or the reader mail submissions tab of the Discord, just like Spencer did. He says, who would be the worst fictional pet to train?
Cat, are we talking like a fictional animal or like a specific, like Garfield? Like what?
In my vibes, I was thinking like Lynx. Not Lynx, that's a real thing. Griffin.
So we're saying the actual animal.
Yeah.
Let me think here.
Orc.
What's?
Well, that's actually orcs don't count.
Wow, bro, that's.
I would say dragon, but How to Train a Dragon. They wrote a fucking tutorial on that. Three. Yeah, that's
a whole. There's a whole book on it.
Yeah, they did a wiki.
What's it called? A niffler.
Fuck is that, bro?
You don't know what a niffler is?
I don't remember. Is that the weird fear thing from Harry Potter?
No, that's a.
Boggart.
Niffler, a bugger. I think the Niffler is the guy that likes the gold. Yeah. The Niffler's the dude that be snatching people's chains.
Ah, you're right. You're right.
I feel like training a Niffler would be hard, bro.
You're probably right. We've seen it happen live on that movie. It wasn't great, but, you know. I was playing fucking Viva Pinata back there, and it's throwing me off. Fielding writes in, does me having an astigmatism mean I experience more screen tearing? Yes. As fellow glasses men, yeah.
All right, these are words I don't fully understand.
You don't know what an astigmatism is?
I know it's something messed up with your eye, but
Michael, bro, check your privilege, bro.
What do you mean? I'm wearing glasses right now.
Check your privilege, fam.
I pretended to be perfect sighted for so long.
Check your privileges up.
I'm checking it right now. You know what? Without looking it up, what's astigmatism, Tim?
It's where your eye shape is like bent in or out, and it like fucking causes weird like light to get bent out. It's that weird thing where you drive at night and you see like the strips of the light.
It's called mismatched curves.
Yeah.
Your eye has mismatched curves. So what's screen tearing?
Screen tearing is like that weird thing when you're in a game and you like move your screen and like literally just tears. I don't know how else to explain it. You've experienced it, bro. You know it.
Screen tear.
That's where like shit doesn't, like in a game where it doesn't run well.
I'm looking at this video called screen. Oh my god, it's screen, so loud.
Screen tearing example.
Yeah, bro. Sorry, the video has a most replayed section, and it's just the screen tearing. It's just funny to me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, my eyes be doing that in real life.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like we're cursed. If the apocalypse happens, bro, we got to make sure we got a couple backup prescription lenses.
Can you get advanced prescriptions? Like,
what does that mean?
Like, they know my eyesight's going to get worse over time. Oh. Do they know how? Like,
nah, they don't, bro. They got to measure that.
Do they know if it'll just be, like, the left eye will just get this much worse and the right eye will get this much worse?
I don't think so, bro.
I feel like they can and they just pretend it.
You might be right.
Get you in there for another checkup.
Yeah. I guess we'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
Anyway, that's it. That's the whole show, bro.
Whose side are you on for Civil War?
Like the North or the South?
I'll leave it open to interpretation.
What are you saying, bro?
No, for Kanye and Drake. Not Kanye. Kendrick and Drake.
Hey, bro, I'm agnostic here. I'm simply, you know, I'm a little bit of a... I'm running the Underground Railroad here.
You see the memes? We're in post-show territory. You see the memes of J. Cole fans versus Kendrick fans when Civil War starts, and it's just a dude looking into a mirror?
That's funny.
Sorry, I don't know. A little off topic.
All right, that's it, bro. We got
you can answer the other Civil War question, too.
What, whether or not I'd be on the side of the North or the South?
You think you'd fight for the Confederate or the Union?
I don't know. What do you think? Let me know in the comments below.
You don't have your answer ready? That's great.
No, man, I can't, you know, I can't let it rip. I have to really take a deep analysis on this, you know. Take a deeper look.
Figure out what we're fighting over.
Yeah, figure out what we're really fighting for.
States' rights, you know.
States' rights to what, Jim? States' rights to what?
To what? All right, let's get out of here.
All right, let's get out of here. That's going to be it for this episode of the Synced Up Podcast. Thank you for watching or listening. You know, we're everywhere. We're doing our thing. Everything's going on. Stuff's popping off. We're doing whatever it takes. Does that mean? I don't know. But we're doing it. We'll see you guys next week. Sorry for the late episode. Sorry for missing last week.
I ain't apologizing for nothing.
I ain't apologizing for shit. Bye.